This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and Tim.
Got a big weekend of footy, and as always, Tim, there's only one team we can trust.
It's the Long Gully Hyenas.
We're talking local footy with the Long Gully Hyenas.
Straight from the club rooms this morning. Stingray, young Stingray from the Long Gully Hyenas. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, not too bad. I went to get up this morning and go to the gym, but as usual, hit the snooze button. But anyway.
It's been a few years, yeah?
Surely has.
That's the hyena way, isn't it? You've got to keep up with the hyena fitness schedule. What's going on in local footy this weekend?
Round 16, mate. We've got a couple of massive games. The first one is the Roos versus South Bendigo at Dow Park.
Big game.
Oh, massive game, mate. I'll get down there and see Kay the canteen lady. She does a ripper salad roll down at the flat.
Salad roll? Who's getting a salad roll at the footy?
I guess, yeah, they don't have the snags too often these days.
No,
but, yeah,
enough.
I'm tipping the Roos in a close one there.
Excellent. What else is happening this round?
Second game, we've got Straff versus Square at Triple M Park. Square only just beat Kangaroo Flat last week. So I'm tipping young Bryce Curnow from the Storm to bag another couple of goals and send him over the line. Ooh. He kicked 7 last week.
Far out. That's huge, isn't
Not
it?
Not too bad.
I'm sure that boot.
Absolutely.
What's going on with the Borough this week?
The Borough take on Sandhurst at Canterbury Park. Definitely the match of the round, this one. I spoke to a local bus driver, Tim Allen, last night, and he said he got extra services to and from the game, which is great for local
huge.
Footy.
Huge. It's going to be a big game.
Absolutely. So I'm tipping the Slagheads in a close one.
All right. Excellent stuff. And finally, let's wrap it up. Who are the Long Gully Hyenas playing this week?
The Melton Mudlarks. I think this game should be a walk in the park. We've got a full squad.
I haven't seen you guys with a full squad all season,
yeah.
Have you?
I know,
everybody
finally.
Back from overseas?
Yeah, we've got a few blokes from Europe, a few blokes out of the Slammer, so we're laughing.
All right,
but
Long
I've got
Gully.
Some big news for you guys.
Oh, you do? What's that?
I was very excited to announce the return of strength and conditioning coach Mick Taylor Mawala, the former tent boxing champ from Hillside.
So he's a boxer.
He's back. He's only smoking 20 Winnie Reds a day and down a couple of cans of Coke, and he should get the boys in gear for finals.
That's what the Long Gully Hyenas need, more boxing coaches. Thanks so much.
Boys, we need more boxing coaches. There aren't enough.
Thanks so much. Stingray from the Long Gully Hyenas. Cast your memory back to when you were 17. What were you doing? Were you in your bedroom recording hit songs that were going to make waves in the Triple J Unearthed High competition?
No, I was stressing about pimples and trying to make the first basketball team. Those were my priorities. But right now in the studio, we're joined by a girl who is doing those amazing things. We've got your girl. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, that's how it's pronounced.
Hey, Faye is, one single act, your girl. Tell us about your music.
I make music in my bedroom and it's pop, I think.
Can we play a little snippet of
it's
it?
It's pop. It's a little bit of chill wave as well. I really like the vibe. It's great for year 12 stress. What's
so
sack?
Beautiful.
You know, it's melting away. That's incredible. What's this song called? Oh,
she doesn't have headphones on.
Sorry, because I know that skateboard's up for Unearthed High.
Yeah.
But this is a different one we've grabbed. Is this I Want to See You Again?
Yeah,
sorry. I put you on the spot.
So your girl, Faye, sorry. So you're nominated, you're in the top five now for Unearthed High. What's that like? Like, you're a finalist in this gigantic competition and you're still going to school every day. Are your mates over the moon? Who's noticing? Who's blowing up about it?
It's mainly like my family and my teachers. All the teachers are like really excited for me, but I feel like not many people at my school even know.
They should now. If you're on your way to Bendigo Senior Secondary College and you know Faye in year 12 of Bendigo Senior, she's up for a huge competition. How can you win? Can we get behind you?
No, I think they all decide.
We are loving it though, and this is huge. They've had over 1,100 tracks nominated for Unearthed High, and you've made the top five, which is absolutely incredible stuff.
Oh my god!
How did you start making all this music in your bedroom?
Well, I've always been like super musical, so I've always been like singing, but I think only like last year I just got GarageBand out, and I just sort of started channeling my emotions, and then I just uploaded my first song to SoundCloud and uploaded more, and then my friends were into it, and then eventually everyone kind of got into it.
Yeah, the whole country's gotten into it. The big announcement's on the way. There's still a little bit of time before we find out. But if you win Triple J Unearth High 2018, what's the celebration going to be like?
Should say as well, we are Hit FM, but we're chatting.
We are the local radio station, but this is a national competition. Yep. We're pretty excited. If you win Unearth High, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I'll get to go to a studio, and I think I want to, like, either remaster a song or maybe, yeah, produce, like, a new one. But, oh, I'm going to be, like, celebrating, like, hectic.
Like it's the end of year 12.
Yeah.
There have been some pretty great success stories that have come out of that competition. If you were to, you know, blow up a little bit, who would you love to be able to work with? Like, now that there are probably some big Aussie artists that might know your name right now, you might not even realise, who would you work with?
Well, I mean, I'd say Morat, because she's, like, always been pretty inspirational for me, like, mainly, like, her story, because she was also, like, young and, yeah, when she started. So, like, I think it'd be cool to link up with her.
Yeah, well, all the best. Still a little bit of time to find out, and you've got to go to school every day between now and then. But congratulations, your girl. We hope to see you gigging around Central Victoria as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have anything coming up? Any gigs?
I think in September I'm going to be supporting G-Flip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in Melbourne.
Sweet. Oh, that's awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to get behind local talent. Her name is Your Girl. I'm Bendigo's Hit 91.9. All the best.
Thank you.
Asking if you're going to Bendigo outside this weekend.
It's our favourite pun.
It is. It's the best pun.
It's the pun that keeps on giving.
Every Friday, we ask what you're doing around Central Victoria, if you're heading out around town. And Sally's given us a call, 13 12 16, the number to spruik your own event. Sally, what's happening this weekend?
So the Bendigo BMX Club have got a swap meet on Saturday from 12 till 4 at the track. People are welcome to come along and buy some stuff. And then Sunday, we've actually got our open meet, which we've got over 200 riders competing. So people are welcome to come along and check it out.
It gets such a big crowd, the BMX, doesn't it?
Oh, it'll be huge. We've got a fantastic new track, new upgrades. It's looking fantastic.
Any Nicole Kidman lookalikes, BMX band style?
You never know your luck. We've got quite a few women entered in the open women's section, so come and check it out.
Asking if you're Bendy going outside this weekend, who have we got?
I've got Sean.
Ah, Sean, are you Bendy going outside this weekend?
This weekend I'll be selling cupcakes at Woolworths Golden Square for the Farmers Drought Relief for Drought Angels.
Oh, that's fabulous, Sean. What flavours can we expect?
You'll be getting blueberry white choc, raspberry white choc, a double choc.
Yes.
A coconut raspberry.
Oh, yum.
And a choc chip.
Oh, my goodness, Sean. Why must you do this to me? I'm so hungry right now.
It's for a good cause, and they sound absolutely delicious. One more time, Sean?
I don't have much money myself to actually help the cause, so that's why I'm doing this. Oh, I can.
Good on you.
I can bake and raise money this way, so.
Fantastic.
At least, you know, if we get fresh food from them. They're helping us. We've got to help them.
Sean, where is it again?
It's going to be at Woolworths in Golden Square between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Love it. Thanks so much, Sean. Bendy, go outside, 13, 12, 16. Kim coming. What's your event?
Oh, the Braves Triads are on for juniors.
Ooh! When's that happening?
Mostly Sunday, but I think the boys, under 16 boys, are on Saturday.
Ooh, exciting stuff. Have you got someone trying out?
I've got a few kids from our team, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All the best to them. All the best.
Hey, what team are you from?
Bunjils.
All right, shout out to the Bunjils, and hey, fingers crossed we're going to see you in the Braves.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
We're asking if you're Bendy going outside this weekend. We want you to spruik your event, give it a plug.
Yeah, who have we got on the line?
Hey, guys, how you going? It's actually not this weekend. It's going to be next weekend.
Getting in early.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Getting in early, Sunday, August 19. I'm part of the Central Vic Working Equitation Group, which is a horse riding, not-for-profit horse riding group.
Yes.
And we're running a pop-up market. We're still looking for stall holders. And we've decided that half of the money raised we're actually going to give to the farmers.
That is fabulous news, Connie. Now, when you say you're looking for stall holders, do they have to, is it like horse-themed?
No, anything.
Anything?
Anything. We've already got face painting, and we've got a small animal farm coming. All sorts of stalls. No, not just horse gear,
not just
anything
horsey
and
stuff.
Everything.
How do we get in touch with you, Connie?
They can find us on Facebook.
Yep. Tell us the group again, Connie, for the Facey page.
It's Central Vic Working Equitation.
Okay. Love it.
Where
get
and
in
when?
Touch.
Next Saturday.
August 19, next Sunday at Longley.
Longley.
At the Rec Reserve.
We're going to have to rehydrate this morning because we've been screaming ever since we found out the full R&B Friday Live lineup with Axe, Usher, Salt and Pepper, Estelle. It's all happening.
Oh, T-Pain, Naughty by Nature, Genuine. I cannot wait. And right now, we're giving away the very first double pass
yep.
in the country.
So, on 13, 12, 16, who have we got there?
Yeah, Mark, how you on there, mate?
G'day, Mark. Did you hear the full announcement for R&B Friday's Live?
I have, yeah.
What do you think, Mark?
I'll be awesome.
Mark, we want to give away a double pass. We want to give away a pass to somebody who is going nuts right now. Would you be pretty over the moon if you picked up that double pass?
I'd be awesome, mate. Yeah, when I heard it coming, I thought, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, guess what? You are going...
Awesome. Good on you, man. Thanks for that.
Congratulations. Who are you going to take, Mark?
I don't know. I reckon I might bring your sister along. She's an old R&B fan as well.
Oh, well, there's so many to take in as well. Usher, Salt and Pepper, Eve, Naughty by Nature, Genuine, Estelle. It's going to be a huge day out. It's going to be absolutely chock-a-block full of R&B stars, Mark. You're going to be spoilt for choice.
Where are you right now, Mark?
Just on my way to work.
We've just hooked you up with a double pass. Are you driving right now?
I've pulled over.
You've pulled over. I want to hear a shout out of the window. I want to hear, I'm going to R&B Live.
Hang on.
He's got to wind it down.
I'm going R&B Live!
Awesome. Congratulations, Mark. Hit 91.9 Bendigo Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2018. Usher, Salt and Pepper, so many more. Plus, there's one extra act we haven't announced this week. That's coming. So hold on. Keep it fixed here.
How can it be any bigger?
Oh, one show only, Saturday, November 10 at Etihad Stadium. So excited. We've given away the first tickets. But yeah, that extra artist, who could it be?
Yeah, and we've got more tickets on the way as well. So make sure you get locked in to hit. But right now, I want to talk back about some of the stuff that we did for the farmers the other day. We rented ourselves out all of Wednesday. We were working at different businesses.
Yes.
And it was a crazy day. We were actually completely inundated. I wasn't expecting the amount of calls and the amount of businesses that got on board.
No.
Were you blown away?
No, I was blown away as well. And I was swept away when I washed a brand new Toyota Hilux as well. I was covered in water. It was a very full-on day.
One little story that we haven't quite had the chance to speak about that's kind of happened behind the scenes was we were obviously taking calls on air throughout the entire morning. There were a lot of calls that were coming in.
Some How do telephones do it? Seriously.
Well, they have more than two people and they don't do a breakfast
and
radio
panel
show at
a radio
the same
show.
Time.
Yeah, true.
I think they're a little more staffed than we are.
Dial in a celeb. We need to get like Bert Newton in next time.
So this didn't actually make it to the radio because we got a call at just about bang on nine as we were leaving the studio and it was from Lady Sultan.
Oh, my mates Deb and Sam, Lady Sultan in Hargrave Street.
Deb and Sam.
Constantly keeping Tom fed.
And they actually said this.
Tom frequently at Lady Sultan, yep.
Oh, they said, we want to pitch in. We want to donate some money. We would love to book you out.
Oh,
it was
bliss.
Bang at 9 o'clock as we were literally leaving to go to the businesses. And by that point, we had a full schedule.
Yeah.
So I was in a bit of an awkward...
You don't want to say no to money, though, for the farmers.
No. And so I said, look, we would love to take the donation, but I don't think we're going to have time to visit you and to work at the business today,
unfortunately. You made it work, didn't you, Tim? You made it work. What happened?
We shuffled some things around.
Yeah, you did.
And I managed to find just like a tiny half hour.
What happened?
I rocked up and I gave him a little surprise. You guys are amazing. You called last minute. How much are we donating to the farmers?
We're going to donate $500 to the farmers today.
Debbie, it's absolutely amazing. I've come down. I want to work for you for half an hour. Do you have...
We'll find something for you to do, mate.
Famous last words.
And the thing that they found for me to do, Flick, are you a fan of an HSP, the Halal Snack Pack?
Yes, always. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
They are delicious. Yeah. I'm a huge fan, so much so that I'm actually part of the Halal Snack Pack Appreciation Society, which is on Facebook.
Same. What did you do?
So I got to make my first ever Halal Snack Pack.
You lucky goose.
It was a beautiful moment for me.
What happened?
It was a learning experience.
Was it edible?
It was edible, and I actually was chatting to Harry, who I had just made the halal snack pack for.
Here we go, Harry's response.
I'm with Harry, who is a halal snack pack enthusiast, you'd say.
Yeah, I guess.
What did you think of the snack pack making skills that I just displayed for you?
It was made to a great standard, but I don't think you could beat the actual professionals at it.
Thanks, Harry.
It's true, I've got nothing on Deb. She knows how to snack a pack. Pack a snack? I don't know. I don't know what the verb is for snack packing. Harry, you enjoy that.
I will. Thank you very much.
A Puritan, I see, amongst us. That's great. Deb, Sam, the team, Lady Sultan, fabulous getting on board. Thank you so much.